The Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous on cliffcentral.com.
Good morning to you, good morning to you, and good morning to you. Hoo-hoo. I can't believe Gareth what he did. Did you hear about it?
I heard. I was offended. Well, actually, I wasn't offended because
it was bad.
It was really bad.
I know, but I mean, we were in practice and we were having a bit of a fun session. It was like what do they call it? A session, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we don't go to Gareth when he's talking into his hairbrush in the mornings.
And, I know, so like, yeah,
and be like, oh, that was so rubbish, Gareth.
And I was quite upset by it, I must tell you. This is the Unview, the thin, the rich, and the fabulous. Good day, Nathan Rowe. How are you?
Good day, my skinny friend, Alan Ford. I'm fantastic. I'm well rested.
I know.
I'm a little bit bruised.
I am, eh?
It's been a bit... Are you bruised as well?
I'm feeling a bit bruised.
Oh, no, I'm bruised physically. You bruised emotionally,
yeah? I know.
Yeah, all the shutdowns.
Well, I've got to just say, we had a very interesting week, didn't we?
Did you?
Did you and I?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had a wonderful week.
Well, you were with me all week.
I was, yeah.
The whole week, actually.
Yep.
24 hours a day.
From Monday morning,
we decided to... We actually had a lot of work to do. Listen, we had work to do. So Nathan and I, with my team, went off to Cape Town. And we decided we really were going to take it to another level. So we had the pleasure of sharing a room together. His girlfriend didn't mind. You did ask her permission, didn't you?
I didn't, actually.
Okay.
I didn't. I maybe should have.
Maybe you should have.
Yeah, maybe I should have.
And then on Monday night, we were at Grand West Casino. We were filming there. And then we decided to have an ice cream. An ice cream by the ice rink.
Yeah. And by ice cream, I wanted an ice cream, and Alan decided to try some ice cream and then didn't eat it, so I had to eat his as well. So I just pigged out, basically.
But we walked like hand in handish throughout the Grand West.
By hand in hand, it was more like, you know, when a drunk friend leans on you and you walk.
But we were dead sober, but yeah, let's go with it.
Well, I was.
Okay. So was I.
Well, I don't know what was in your ice cream.
No, you had it.
Yeah.
And then after that, gets better, we went back and we shared a beautiful room in a beautiful hotel called The Last Word in Constantia. And we had creme brulee in bed together.
Yes.
We'll tweet that photo. And we slept together, which is really lovely.
Well... You slept more than I did because you talk in your sleep.
Do I?
You shout the most horrific things.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. We must record it in future. Anyway, we get up the next morning and then we go off. And then that night I decided to take him because he's so wonderfully theatrical for our second date during our work week to Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Yeah.
So we went to Burger and Lobster. Yeah. We actually went to a place called the Burger and Lobster. I took him there for...
Alan pulled out all the stops.
I did.
He was trying...
Lobster burgers.
Almost too
ice cream. And we watched Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And then we went back and we slept again that evening together. In two separate beds, that needs to be said. No cuddling and no kissing. But it was fun.
Yeah. Just creepy watching while I slept. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. I'm sure that didn't happen. You were fast asleep.
I was fast asleep.
Yeah. No, I believe you.
Oh, you're very, very rude. So we're very disappointed to tell you that unfortunately, we did not manage to get Bonnie Tyler. We tried.
But we got someone even better.
Yeah, who's that?
Well, he's named after America's favorite dish, meatloaf.
Yes, we got meatloaf. Yes, we got meatloaf. But that's coming up in a little while. Yeah. When I want Gareth in for this one. Because Gareth's going to sing. Because Gareth's actually insulted in this one. Okay, we'll wait for that a bit later. Absolutely. But we're going to discuss a great lineup today. We're going to chat to Chatty Matty about what's happening in the theatre world at large. We've got Daniel Byers and Candida Masoma from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. It opened last night.
Yeah.
We saw it the night before. It's the musical. It is going to blow. It is going to blow the world.
You know what? It was one of the first shows that I went backstage after the show, and I was actually equally blown away by backstage and all the stuff that was happening there. You know, that was happening on stage.
On stage.
It's such a huge production. It's a big budget production, which I think, you know, a lot of people are like, oh yeah, theater. That's when people wear black clothes and there's no set and they talk about their emotions to the audience, you know. But then, that's very Brechtian, you know, we like Brecht, but not all the time. And then this was the opposite of that. It was just lights, sparkly things. It was very,
It was incredible. 500 costumes.
Yeah.
500 costumes.
Amazing.
500 costumes. And you've got, I think they said the close on about 200 wigs, 120 wigs. Wigs. Jeepers. Wigs. Wigs.
And they suspend so much from the roof.
Everything's
so
coming out of the ceiling. It is flying. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is absolutely
finally
crazy.
It's happened. We'll do that later. But so we'll talk to the guys from Priscilla Queen of the Desert. We're going to chat about a new spot in Cape Town called Harrington's with a guy called Guy Wood.
Yeah, it sounds lovely.
And then our special guest in studio is Simps.
Seeps.
Seems. You have to try. It's new to me. Got a lovely song called We'll Go Far.
Simps is next to you. So you got Simps and Seeps.
So Simps and Seeps. I'm so confused. Yeah,
it is very, it's so confusing.
I know.
Okay, two stars trying to make it, similar names. I've been there,
Seeps,
girl.
Seeps and Simps. So who is Simps and who's Seeps? I'm confused again. Simps and Smang. Seeps and Smang.
Seeps.
Seeps and Smang. Okay, there's Seeps. Seeps, just say hello quickly.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
So Seeps.
Yes, it seems.
But it's spelled like S-I-P-H.
Yes, because my full name is Sipukazi. So it's, but it seeps. Because it can't imagine, be Sips, imagine how people are going to be calling me Sips.
Alan, imagine how you would have battled with Sipukazi.
No, I can say Sipukazi. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, that
but
wasn't
seeps.
It.
Sips.
Sips. Just say
Sips,
Alan.
Sips, Msamang. We'll Go Far is in studio with us. And we'll chat to Lucilla Boysen, the queen of fashion in terms of Fashion Week, SA Fashion Week in Johannesburg. So we'll chat to all of these wonderful people coming up on the show. But as we open, I'm so happy to say the following. Matthew, you there? Matthew Coonan?
I am, and that was a very torturous conversation to have to listen to.
I just want to say the following to you.
Because I'm completely jealous. You got to share a bed with Nathan for a while.
Well,
for
two nights. Didn't share the bed.
Well, for two nights.
There was a large gap.
Hand in hand, creme brulee, all that jazz.
Man brulee, yes.
I'm trying to make Matthew jealous.
Oh.
Man brulee.
Yes,
we did.
Successful.
We had such a good time, the two of us. Actually, we had a very interesting experience. I must say, the nicest thing sleeping with Nathan is he just sleeps.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's no movement. There's nothing. Yeah. He's like a dead fish, actually, which is a good thing. He doesn't snore.
He doesn't seem to feel the same way about you, Al.
Yeah, no. Al is loud and rambunctious. And
I did talk you to sleep twice.
Yeah, he just talks until you can't anymore.
Did you?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But Matthew, I want to just tell you, after
hello, beautiful people,
after you've rejected me and rejected us in the show, The Unview, which you have, I just want to know that I want you to know
doing it for the children.
Your blonde, blue-eyed replacement is.
Do you know what I'm doing it for the children? I am. Yeah. You know, Nathan made mention of Brecht, and I'm actually in the middle of a Brecht lesson as we speak. So I thought it was quite apt of you to bring old Bertolt into the conversation. Yeah.
Is that because you were out of school and they didn't have budget for sets? So you were like, let's do Brecht, guys, because we don't need
it's Red Hill. Yeah, their budget for sets at Red Hill.
The school has budget.
So then you should put on Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
That is.
Hey, listen, I'm in the workings of staging Hairspray, which, let me tell you, is also full of wigs and costume changes and. No, it's crazy. It's crazy.
We're coming to see. That's happening in May. And I can't wait to come and see Hairspray that you guys are putting together. I believe that.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely fab, man. We've got a cost of 60 hair, Al. It's crazy. But I'll give you more details closer to the time. But now listen, you got to see Priscilla, which is just open in Cape Town and will be making its way to Josie in a few weeks.
The 28th of April it opens in Johannesburg. But we got to see preview night before opening because obviously we had to be here. And it was absolutely superb. And I can't wait because Hazel, this is number one Hazel's ever done. And that's quite a crazy thing to say because I actually said to Hazel on the phone yesterday, I said, Hazel, how does this rate in all the stuff that you've done? And she said, Alan, you can't beat it. It beats Rent.
You know, she said to me in a conversation,
Annie, it beats it, has
to. At first she was afraid, she was petrified. You know that?
What? Just...
I said no. I asked her about how she's feeling, and she said she was afraid. She was petrified,
just thinking how
she could never live without her by her side.
Exactly.
You know?
You see, so but you know
and
what?
And then she spent so many nights thinking how she'd
And I grew strong. So just so you know, when you left me, I grew strong, and I got Nathan Rowe. I want to tell you, I upgraded, baby, upgraded. So just so you know.
But it's fun because I heard that you like. No, Ali, you know what? You went and had your cream brulee with Nathan, and you loved the nightlife, and you loved to boogie. So that's fine. We're fine.
And we worked bloody hard. We'll hear about it next week. And we worked very hard. That I can tell you. Matthew, tell me what's happening in the theatre world. What is going on? You know, we haven't checked in with you for a while, and I know that you. What I love that what you're able to do is that you go and see everything. What's happening in and around the theatre circles in the next couple of weeks, and what can we expect, and what have you seen? Go.
Do you know what, Alan? The start of the year is always a quiet one for the theatres. They're always a little dark, and people are in rehearsals and getting ready. But there's some magical beauties that are ready to hatch. Priscilla's one of them that you've had the joy of seeing. I actually went to see a play last night called El Blanco. It's about a white Mexican who comes and tells his stories to the world.
Shouldn't
and it's about how
gringo?
he discovers this. Yeah, gringo, ole. It's about this guy who comes alive and discovers his alter ego called El Mosquito, and how he saves the world. And it's told by this amazing actor, James Cairns. This is on at Daphne's Theatre on the Square at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of coming to the end of its run. But if you enjoy a one-man show, good comedy with great storytelling and multiple characters, this is your kind of show. We've got The Fire Town opening at the Market Theatre, which is a fabulous cast, ensemble cast. That sing some of the most beautiful kind of iconic musical theatre pieces in the kind of Sophia Town kind of vibe, you know. So it's all a cappella, that's beautiful. Serafina is on at the State Theatre, and I have to say that I've seen this production twice now. What a magic cast. And Morgeni Ngem has come back to direct it. Hugh Masekela was involved with the music direction. And great to see that theatre buzzing on a Friday night with people, you know.
I only wish that people had told us about it because I didn't know it was on until I opened the newspaper in Cape Town about 2 weeks ago. But I mean, we haven't been notified. It sounds weird, but people don't. I think a lot of people don't know it's on. Did you know?
I didn't.
Yeah, no. It absolutely is on, and I think it's running until the end of May, so it's on for quite a while. So I would encourage you guys to get out there and see it.
I really want
to
see it, yeah.
So, it's a power card. And I mean, just vocals like you have never, you know? Mm. And then, funnily enough, just because Nathan spoke about it, Brecht, there's the Caucasian Chalk Circle, which is hitting the, I think it's the Fringe Theatre at the Joburg Theatre Complex. And that obviously
that's
goes...
That's the play about the really fat...
Brecht and...
Is that the play about the really fat the really fat guy who died in the street and they drew a circle around him?
I think that happens in all of Bertolt's plays, though, I think.
Well, that fat guy who gets killed in the street.
No, man. No, look, it's an epic story that basically tells the story of a little kid being taken under someone else's wings whilst family are fleeing war-stricken areas, and it's about how who ultimately becomes the mother of the child, the biological mom or the woman who's looked after him for all this time, you know. So it's quite an interesting piece. I mean, yeah, there's much on the go. We had the Naledi Award nominee reveal on Monday night.
I know, we've got to do that.
Celebrating.
We've got to do that.
We've got to get old Auntie Dawn in to have a chat.
Yeah. Who are some of the big names?
Yeah. Wow, well, the nominees, sure. Dwayne Alexander came up for, Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat in terms of choreography. Obviously, Night Fever came up from a choreographic perspective. We had Renata Stuermann. Remember we spoke to them about Suddenly the Storm?
Yes,
remember that?
Yes,
that hour we had them in. Renata and Bobby Heaney and all that.
They
got nominated for a whole bunch of awards. Some beautiful original theatre from the Market Theatre for ensemble storytelling. Some great stuff. And obviously the good old stalwarts like the kind of Kate Normingtons and, you know, that whole bunch.
Well,
they all came up. But I'm sure.
We're going to try and get you and Dawn into studio next week. I know that you're off at school holidays, isn't it?
Next I'm week. Off next week, so I'm all yours. So Nathan's going to have to move over.
Oh, please.
I need a break from Alan anyway. So
oh, my.
I'm quite grateful, Maddie. Come, we can't do... Okay. No, don't look cool. at me like that, Alan. We need to swap out. It's like ice hockey, you know? You know, you have to substitute players.
I feel...
It's a very grueling game, spending time with you.
Except I'm not a player.
Exhausting.
Please, you don't know.
I don't know where you get your energy from. Are you solar powered? You have a lot of energy.
I'm an ever.
Me or Alan?
Alan. Alan has. Alan's got so much energy. Right. That's why I'm saying we need to sub out every now and then because he's exhausting.
Ah, oh, please. Right. You know, really. Anyway, on that note, I'm getting rid of you, Matthew. Go back to class.
You guys are crack.
Please, cheers. Crack, we are completely
crack.
You go, crack.
And have a good rest of the show.
Cheers, boy.
Ciao, guys.
So good to have Matthew Coonan on the show. Of course, it's always good to have Matthew on. And, of course, we're going to go into the... Oh, I'm so excited what's happening next. You know, I'm so excited about this. This is going to be fabulosity. Fabulosity. Because Priscilla Queen of the Desert was absolutely unbelievable. I've seen it twice in London, and I keep reiterating this because it's wonderful when you... I saw it when it first opened close on 7 years ago, eight years ago. And then I saw that with Kylie Minogue's other half. What is his name?
Danny Minogue.
The man. What was his name? He was Jason Donovan. Oh. Jason Donovan, I saw it with him. And then I saw the production again a few years later without Jason Donovan. But I've got to tell you, the whole set has changed. It's like compare the internet 10 years ago to the internet today.
It's caught up to 2017.
It's so cool. Yeah. It is so cool.
I must say, I'd never seen anything. I'd never seen the movie, never seen the play before, never heard a lot of the music.
I know, but we know the sound of this music is great.
It's fantastic.
I mean, the costumes, 500 costumes. Just insane. I mean, you have a look at the headpieces. Have you ever seen costumes like that in your whole life?
No, I haven't. Actually, they talked about the... in the program, they do a whole section on the costume designers.
Yeah, and just the whole thing.
They literally were the most amazing things I've ever seen, costume-wise. And how quickly they change and everything. I mean, there's... That amazing scene where they do all the costume changes for their whole show in about 20 seconds.
I know.
Which just blew my mind.
Well, I've got to tell you, with the cast of David Dennis, people like James Bothwick, I mean, you can't beat this. These are the Lady Fleur Cup year and year actors and incredible men and people in this industry. But I've got to just tell you, on the line, I just thought one of the most wonderful roles to actually see was to see Daniel Byers. Now, of course, Daniel did phenomenally well in Idols some years ago. And, of course, he opened the World Cup, was a part of the Boys in the Photograph, that 2010 World Cup special that they were doing. He's been in Mamma Mia, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and, of course, Saturday Night Fever recently. And he was on West Side Story. Just recently.
Gee, from that into this. Hey?
Yeah, I think, yes, they just did a swap. He ran straight, I think in the middle of West Side, he left to go and do Priscilla.
Yeah.
And Daniel Byers, welcome to the show. I mean, an incredible, incredible performance. How was opening night?
Yeah, hi there. It was fantastic. It seemed to go really well. Everybody had a good time, including us, always we're grateful for that. But it was, a total whirlwind. It's like you were talking about, there's just so much going on. There's so many costume changes. So, and, you know, the actual show was going on behind the scenes. And so the fact that it's after not too many performances, it all went very smoothly last night was a blessing, you know.
Daniel, this is...
So, yeah.
You know, Hazel and I had a long chat on the telephone yesterday. I have seen the production twice before. I haven't seen it in 5 years. And this show, besides fun and dance and energy and absolute creative beauty and colors galore, it also has a very, very important story. And the story is about people that are gay, people that are transgender, and the lives that these people lead with bigotry in their life, with what you want to call homophobia, and it not being accepted across the world. You know, this is a world story. And obviously these are, the show to me is about three brothers, sisters, friends that travel, obviously the outback, to become closer together and realize the support that we need within this community and with the community at large, which is people in general, the human populace.
Yes.
Your role is very interesting because you play a drag queen, and a drag artist is very different from a transsexual. It must be made very clear. That then goes off to go and find his son that he hasn't seen since it's his birth. And, of course, it's how would I tell my son that I am a drag artist? And, obviously, that comes with the fact that I'm gay. It was so interesting to see you in this particular role because I know that you're straight and you're married. And I know Taryn's in the show with you, your wife. But you know, it's very hard, and I made a statement to Hazel yesterday, but it's very hard to understand what black people went through in apartheid until you were a black person in apartheid. It's very hard to understand that what somebody went through as a Jew in the Nazi Holocaust unless you were a Jew in the Nazi Holocaust. Now, you are now playing a very, very special role. And, of course, it's acting. But you also have to do a lot of work to get into that role. And did it shift your thinking as a straight person to what a gay person goes through in their lives?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how could it not? You know, if you just listen to what's being said around you, that's your sort of steering wheel, you know, in terms of your thought process. And it does, you know, when we have the scene in the pub where we, Broken Hill, I think it's called, and where it's all going well, and when we come out of the place, it's, you know, that, can I swear on your show?
Yes, yeah. You can, yeah.
You know, that fuck or faggots is painted all over the bus, and it's a particularly
poignant.
And an easy moment to let those thoughts go down that route about, you know, people not accepting us and well transgender and drag queens and, you know, gays.
And lesbians.
You know, it talks about, you know, I think Bernadette talks about living with your choices, you know, and for, you know, for all gay, lesbian, transgender, it's not really their choice, you know, it's something that is,
they are, you know,
that's their life. So they didn't make any choice about that.
But that's quite a
sort of saddening reality to go through, you know.
But it's incredible, Daniel, because I know that you've, you know, as a straight person, you've had it all around you within, so has Nathan Rowe. You know, because you're in the industry, it's around you all the time. But the thing is that it's...
Yes.
When you're playing that role, it's so, as you go like, oh my goodness, can you believe there is a man that had to tell his son, listen, actually I'm gay. And there's a lot, I know people that leave their wives and they've got to go and tell their teenage kids, listen, I'm leaving mommy because I'm actually, this is what I am. I lied to them about this the whole time. And you know, you go back and you know, it's just, it's a whole nother world, a whole nother, you know, way of seeing things. So as I said, Priscilla Queen of This comes with so much joy and so much fun and so much laughter. But it comes with a message of accept one another, come together and understand where these people are coming from. And this is an old movie. It's not a new movie. I mean, it's not a new script. I mean, this goes back to 1991 when this first came together. Okay, so it's very interesting. And of course, times have changed to some extent, but not around the world. You know, nowhere in the world, and this is something interesting, will you be executed for being black. Nowhere in the world will you be executed for being a woman. Nowhere in the world will you be executed for being a Jew, a Muslim, a Hindu, or a Buddhist. But there are places in the world that if you're gay, they'll execute you.
Yeah, I mean, it's
and that is scary in 2017. Scary, and that is why, you know, it shows you that
we've come a long way.
We've come a long way. Some places
haven't. Not very far.
Daniel,
no, that's why I think that's what keeps the story so relevant, you know, and poignant again. It's still things that people are struggling with, and although people are becoming more accepting of everything, it's still not easy on both sides, obviously.
Yeah, Daniel, I must say that scene with the bus that you were talking about just now, where they've painted fuck all faggots on it. I mean, up until then, I must say, I was loving the show, but I was also thinking, oh, okay, this is basically a drag show, and, you know, it's these kind of gay, bitchy jokes and everything. And as a straight guy, it's kind of, you know, you're not really, it's hard to relate to that. It's funny, but it's also, it's not like part of you. But then as soon as you see that bigotry for what it is, I think for everyone, as soon as you see bigotry on someone else, that's when you kind of see it in yourself and work things out a bit, you know. And I must say that scene hit me right in the feels, I must say. It's very unexpected.
Yeah. And the thing is, when that writing does appear
and it stays there,
a lot of people laugh, you know. And I guess because it's in context, I know the sort of stand of these three interesting looking characters and just the sort of juxtaposition from the fun they've just been having. It is humorous, but it's an interesting reaction
and the fact that the writing
is funny to most.
The writing stays up there for the next piece, you know, and it's this beautiful song where you really see all the characters' hearts, you know, and then I really think that's the part where people are like, these are people. You know, and they shouldn't. Yeah. This shouldn't be happening to them. You know, it's just quite a wake up call. It was beautiful. Well done.
Well, it's wonderfully done. How they manages to the show manages to maintain a thread. You know, a beautiful little story in amongst all this, you know, mayhem of
joy and glorious and spectacular things.
And joy and absolutely sort of quite ridiculous things as well.
But that's why I'm telling you that, you know, and I said this to Hazel, I have seen musicals around the world and I've seen Priscilla twice in London. But I've got to tell you that I think this takes the cake. It's possibly probably one of the best in the world.
And it leaves it out in the rain.
And it does leave it out in the rain, correct. So good. But it does take the cake. So good.
Daniel's got his post-party laugh on.
That's just my laugh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. I don't mean to offend you.
Daniel, I'm very proud of you. Well, of course, opening night, that's what you expected to do. But I'm going to tell you something. I thought that it was an absolutely brilliant show. Congratulations to Hazel, the team. Brian Schimmel, the music was brilliant. I mean, really it was. I can't tell you, the costumes were superb. I can't even miss, you know, obviously go through the list. But we're going to get you guys in studio once you're back in Johannesburg. But I'm happy we got to see it because so often it opens, these wonderful things open in Cape Town and you don't get to go and see the show, so you have to wait till the Joburg run. But it was great to see it. I thought you guys were absolutely brilliant. And David Dennis, what a performance. What a performance, Daniel.
Yeah, cross actor.
Class, because the strangest thing is that he stays that way until the wig comes at the end. You can't believe that this is actually a man, because you know it is, but
this
you don't
is
know it
man,
is. But you
yeah.
don't, So I think you guys are absolutely.
He very much looks and behaves like a woman, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh.
Yeah, I didn't think of him as a man once the entire show until his wig came off right there.
Just at the bow, that's where it was. I held it.
It's strange, yeah.
Daniel, congratulations, and of course, thank you for entertaining us and making our week and being that exceptional. What a character!
You guys got to check it out. It's a totally new.
From
Maria to Mitzi. Oh, buddy, from a street gang fighter.
Well, from Tony. From Tommy DeVito and Jersey Boys.
I know.
Which of course is very alpha male. Lot different.
I was gonna bring that up just as my final question. Again, you're going from Tommy DeVito, from Jersey Boys, which again you travelled the world with, which was superb, to this role. Isn't the world of acting and performing incredible on your soul?
It is, yeah. It's a it's a love-hate relationship because it's, I mean, I guess everyone's work these days is quite hand-to-mouth and, you know, you don't know what's around the corner. But I feel like we really have no idea what's around the corner, but you can't turn away from doing it. It's so gratifying and it is a lot of fun and you have a lot of, you share a lot of laughs with people that are youthful and exuberant and excited always. And that's infectious. So yeah, it's been an interesting journey and that introduced me to my wife. So
yeah. And you're in the same production together, which is great.
Yes. Which is awesome. Yeah. We get to tour together this time, so we're not in separate countries.
Big good. Daniel Byers, of course, yeah. What a role.
Yeah, phenomenal. Phenomenal actor.
Let's get Candida Masoma on, because she plays one of the angels, or one of the... what a role.
Yeah, she's amazing. Have you seen... Siebs. We haven't forgotten about you.
No,
haven't.
That's okay.
Have you seen Priscilla? Have you been exposed to Priscilla, Queen of the Desert?
No, but I want to see it. I've worked with Brian Schimmel before, and he is amazing. Yeah. Honestly.
Brian is amazing.
He is amazing. Seriously.
So, again, this is the best of South Africa on stage.
I mean, listen, I cannot wait.
But then I saw the week before, I saw Joseph. He got blown away with the best of South Africa on that stage.
So. I saw West Side Story. It was beautiful. I genuinely cried. Like real woman tears. Cried.
My best is when they do the fight scene with the clicking, just because it's so different to modern gangsterism.
No. But has it really changed?
Yes. As far as I know, gangsters don't click when they're about to fight. They don't go.
I thought you meant by click, like a flick knife.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so it's a very different sound.
It's a musical.
No, I know.
Coming back to the phenomenal cast, Candida Masoma is one of the leading ladies in South Africa. How are you, my dear?
I'm great, thanks, and you, Alan?
I know that you're also tired from opening nights and opening night parties and preview week and all the magic of this magnificent musical. First and foremost, you know I love you, number one. Number two is we share this special moment once on stage, but we won't go into it. Do you remember the moment that shared?
Yes, we did.
The Naledi Awards, that's all I'm going to say.
I don't want to say anything about that. Oh. I'm still kind of embarrassed.
Oh, I love you. You don't ever have to. You're the cutest, most wonderful award winner I've ever seen in my life, and I had the pleasure to be there with you on that stage. Candida, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
Too sweet.
What a show, and what a great performance by all three of you.
Thank you.
Firstly, you come out of the sky, which is exceptional. And then you sing the whole way through this incredible musical.
For those of you at home, Candida plays one of the muses.
Yes, she is a muse, and she is an angel, and she is so many different pieces.
A dove? A cockatoo.
Well, she's one of the divas. They're actually known as the divas, as it stands. Candida, again, what a phenomenal production. I mean, when you see this thing and you see the costumes, you go backstage. It's nothing that we've ever seen before in South Africa.
No, not at all. It's just so much color. It's a spectacular show. It's filled with so much heart and but if you look at it in just a costume. Box, there are 500 costumes that all of the us cast members wear throughout the duration of 2 hours.
How many changes do you do?
Me, personally, I think about five or six.
Sure.
But
they're big changes. But they're big changes.
Yeah, the queens have the bigger changes, and the ensemble as well. But it's just something that no one has ever kind of experienced in this country. It's like a first. Mm. Like with Dreamgirls, it was the first time LEDs at that size had ever been seen on a South African stage before. With The Lion King, it was the first time the Pride Rock had ever graced an African stage. And then now with Priscilla, we have a bus on stage, really. we're not going to be driving it down the N1, but it's sole purpose is for the show.
It would be a great PR move.
I would love to go to Africa Burn or camping in that bus. Seriously, I would love to have a bus like that. But then, of course, I'm completely gay. But that would be the best bus. I don't want it to break down, but it's such a stunning bus. And all the champagne that came out the bus, and the cake that came out the bus, and the other wonderful things that came out the bus. No, it just.
And just the decor. I love the bus. Disco kitsch decor. It's just fabulous.
The fluffy steering wheel.
I loved it. But Candida, again,
be glamping on another level.
Oh, such another glamping experience. Oh, I would so do a bus like that. Actually, I would love to do a bus like that. This role, again, it's coming back to this is such a great, important story. And I like the fact that the divas play such an interesting role because you've got, I'm not trying to politicize it, but you've got three blacks and three gays and this phenomenal crazy stage and this big bus, okay? And it's so interesting because it's almost worlds apart but worlds together. And again, it's worlds that I believe that have experienced possibly some of the hardships of the last 40, 50 years in this world.
Very true story. And still, to this day, hardships are still being felt by these ostracized groups. But that's the beauty of theater, allowing so many diverse people and characters and talented individuals on a stage to tell such poignant stories like this. Other than the glamour of the show visually, it is generally a story about friendship and love.
And that's exactly what it's about. It's about friendship, it's about love, it's about people coming together, and it's about crossing a country and making a change. And that's what it's about.
Speaking of friendship.
And 500 changes, costume changes.
Speaking of friendship, how do you get on with your other divas? I've worked with Tim Becker before, and she's amazing. But I just wanted to see, you know, divas by nature are quite, you know... hard to get on with others.
If you're going to take the term in the notorious fashion of what a diva really is, we are none of that. We are just three sisters that were just brought together. Because I'd never worked with Tembeka, and I'd worked with Londi previously once in a show, but I was never really... close to her at that point, because I mean, like, do you know some shows pretty much they block you off when you're doing a certain track. You don't really get to interact with many of the other people in the cast other than opening night events. So I didn't really know Londi and I didn't know Tembeka at all, but I just knew they were fabulous women and with amazing voices. And I was kind of scared that we might butt heads because we have quite big personalities in life. But once we got together like a house on fire.
Brilliant.
So, yeah. So we pretty much created a sisterhood amongst our diverdom.
Yeah, I suppose you have had to get on. You need a friend up there when you're hanging from the roof and seeing the whole show from the bird's eye view.
You need to have a friend up there. Yeah.
Candida Masomo. We're gonna have to leave you because we've got quite a full show. But you're coming into studio in April when you come up to Johannesburg. We love you. Congratulations! What a show! Welcome and well done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you in April.
It was so wonderful for us to be there. I can't even tell you, we were blown away. Well done. Thank you. That is the cast of Priscilla, the Queen of the Desert.
Thank you.
We will survive, eh? As long as I know how to live. I tell you something. What a show. Do not miss it. Cape Town, Johannesburg. Hazel Feldman, Showtime's Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So good to see it. Da, 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 da. Anyway, in studio, please do the introductions.
We have the fabulous Seeps.
Hello. Oh, no. We spoke about this just before we came inside.
Not
did we not?
Sing.
Did we not have this conversation?
No, you got to make her sing. Sing.
I said, are you going to sing for us? Is that what's happening?
I'm asking. Do you have a new song out?
It's called We'll Go Far.
Yes, it is called We'll Go Far.
So why is it we and not I'm going to go far?
Because I believe in togetherness and I believe in people like together going far. Because I don't think one person can make it on their own in life and anything that you're doing. Mm-hmm. So when you're with somebody, when you're doing something together as a family, as friends, like the same thing with Priscilla, there was something said about being together and making a mark together. Mm. So we're going far together and not on our own.
I see. So it's not like I'm a diva. I'm going to the top.
No,
yes.
No.
So pass me your phone because we're going to play a bit of this song now. I want to real go far.
Yes.
So Sieps is born in Johannesburg. She's 20 years old and, of course, performed on quite a couple of stages. Obviously, more local productions than going and hitting the big ones. But you've done pretty well, haven't you?
Well, so far, we're getting there, you know. We're getting there. It's a, you know, we're taking the right steps. We're making the right plans and we're doing the right things.
Now, Gareth last week said that we were really bad. So I want to hear how good this is. Wait, just a sec. Put this on. Let me hear.
Is that the right song?
This is We'll Go Far. Sips. Msiman.
Thank you, Ellen.
I know, I got it there.
I'm singing.
I'm singing. Sing it with it. No. Go. But you're going to sing with it.
Yeah.
I glow at the sight of your face. So let's get out of this place. And we'll run this race. Yeah. Make this moment last forever. Here we are again. So what are you waiting for? We'll go far. Across the world we'll shine a light. We'll go far. Fight the fight until we die. Cause I know you and I. We got it, we got it, we got it. We'll go far.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
Great song.
It's got a vibe.
It's so vibey. I love it.
Put that down a bit because
I actually love the production on it. It reminds me a lot of kind of Tove Lo's stuff, which is really cool.
Yeah, Chad produced it. Chad van der Walt?
Wow.
Yes.
Talented boy.
That amazing man produced this song.
Okay,
makes
good
me
job.
Happy.
Great. Yeah. Is this on the system? We're going to put it onto the system. This is now going onto the playlist. Yay!
Happy day!
Happy day, we'll go far.
Oh my gosh. It must be an anthem for life, friends.
We'll go far.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I love that.
Thank you.
You have been on a major production, because it's an Australian production, actually, that you toured in Europe with.
Yes.
It was Bernard. What was her?
Whitney?
Belinda Davids.
Belinda Davids.
Yes.
Okay. It was the Whitney Houston show. And I've got to tell you something. It was also one of my favorite. It's actually I think the best tribute show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because I actually thought she kicked Whitney's ass a little bit.
I mean,
it sounds terrible, but I think that she was that good.
She is amazing. She is an amazing vocalist. And like, you know, when you, after you've been on, because I was on the show for a few months, and when I hear Whitney songs, I'm just like, this sounds weird. No. You know, but I mean, that's because I'm so used to her voice, and her voice is just as equally amazing as Whitney's is, you know?
So you went along to Zurich, Austria, Germany, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, Lithuania, Netherlands. I mean, that's just last year.
Yes, that was just last year.
And did it change your world completely?
It changed my whole life because, you know, I'd never left the country before I went with the show. So, I was throwing myself in the deep end as well, and just being in a different country and seeing different things and, you know, doing what you love is something I never thought I'd be able to do at the age of like 20, you know, and still I'm so blown away. Like I look at pictures and I look back and I, you know, reminisce, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, this actually happened in my life.
How did traveling change you? I've heard traveling changes you quite a lot. Just being exposed to different cultures and things like that. Did it change you at all? Like your
It did change my perspective on certain things. Like, I won't lie, I came back home and I was a bit bored, you know, because after seeing so many things, you come back, you're like, oh.
Like Amsterdam and Joburg.
Come on, you know.
I'm not trying to be like we were in Amsterdam.
Yeah, we were riding by Scotland.
Like Edinburgh, Scotland, it was great. But then I came home and it was just...
And it was just North Riding.
Yeah, actually North Riding.
North Riding. But I mean, like, other than that, I just, it made me appreciate life. You know, because you know when you've only been in one place, you only think that what you see around you is all that there is. And then when you go out there and you meet different people, and they, what I love the most is that they didn't see me for my color; they saw me for just who I was. You know what I mean? Like it was. It's not really a thing.
Who cares? Who's gay and who's black and who's?
Do you know what I mean?
I still can't work out the whole thing because I've actually met black people. They're in the Sudan. They are blue black. They are dark. I mean, you are brown. You're slightly okay. I'm like a beige. We're beigey.
I'm cappuccino.
Yeah, you're cappuccino-ish. Some are mulattoes. It depends. It's a whole bunch of us.
Some are just flat. What's it? Flat white. Is that what they call it?
No, some of those are lilies. Then you're like a real Scotland lily white. Yes. You know, Edinburgh lily white. But anyway, so happy to have you in the studio. We're going to carry on chatting to you in a moment. You know, we always look at a great place to eat and a place that's really doing really well. So a new place and spot has opened up in Cape Town. It's called Harrington's. I've got Guy Wood on the line. Guy, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm all good, myself, Alan.
Good, good. Guy, tell me about Harrington's. I mean, it's like the new chic little place. It's almost like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert meets five-star Manhattan sitting in the middle of Cape Town.
Well, it's a new place to open up in Harrington Street, which is one of Cape Town's new emerging hotspots, I think it's going to be, where areas change very quickly in this town. It's a cocktail lounge, tapas bar that's open Wednesday through Saturday. And it opens from 4 p.m. every day. And we have a little light menu with Sheldon Rogers, our chef, doing the food in there. Some amazing cocktails by some of our mixologists. And then on the weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, having DJs playing from 10 p.m. So it's a nice, plush, upmarket little boutique club cocktail lounge. Great place to go for some of us looking for something a little bit more luxurious in town.
It is very luxurious, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's the interiors are absolutely beautiful. Beautiful colours, very very smart, very chic. It links to some of the work that you guys have done in Cape Town with let's say the Village Idiot is quite different to Harrington's. Village Idiot is more of a pub style. A wonderful way to kind of sit and have a few drinks in a very, again, beautiful environment. But it's almost that the two are such beautiful contrasts in your group.
Yeah. Look, I mean, they're both great places to have a good time and go out and have a good, or something good to eat and a few drinks and socialize with friends, but are very different environments. The Legit is quite a lot more relaxed environment, obviously very much tied in with the South African culture of a braai. Whereas it's a little bit more upscale, a little bit more of an international type vibe, but still very much a part of Cape Town. So just offering something a little bit more plush for people to go to. Where Village Inn's a little bit more casual, but at the same time, I mean, it is a friendly environment where just about anybody can meet, mix up, and have a good time.
And it's not a members club, because somebody, they've just opened a couple of members clubs in Cape Town. This is not that. So you don't have to be a member of the club. You just come through and you sit, you book a table like everybody else.
Not a members club at all. There's basically, it's open to everyone, open to all. There's no cover charge or entry fee to come into the place. It is also attached. We've got three different rooms which are set up at the place. It is a large venue. It also has an event space, which is called District, which we do live music, bands, DJs, other functions, and corporate launches, etc. And that space does have, obviously, a cover charge and entry fee. That's obviously separate entrance to it, but attached to the same venue. We also have a little bar downstairs, so it's almost like a multi-layered place in terms of different cultures and environments. Downstairs, we have a little bar called Surfer Rosa, which is a more casual surf punk bar, but they're all attached to each other as one venue, but three different vibes.
The reason I made the theme of the show, whatever seems to be happening in the show, is Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. We happened to see it this week, and we had some of the stars on. But Guy, again, it's so lovely to be able to see. There's a pub, there's a bit of a rock feel that side. You can go and pop up to our other place up the road there, which has got like another feel with the snooker table, and then you can be here in this very smart, beautiful, very luxurious venue, and it's nice to be able to do that within a couple of spaces. I think that's why I described it to seeing it, obviously with that reference point. But it's just great to see that entrepreneurs are getting involved in good things and doing creative, beautiful stuff, especially across the Western Cape. We're battling to find it in Johannesburg, but it's good to see it there.
Well, that's obviously why you spend so much time here on the weekends, I see.
Exactly.
Come and get a taste of Cape Town, all it has to offer.
So it's Harrington's and it's open, and just book online. Is there a telephone number? Guy?
Yeah. Oh, well, I didn't know.
Or is there a website? Is there a website?
I'll give it to you. We do have a Facebook page, which you can refer to, which is Harrington's, and we also have the old, it's in the old assembly space, which Cape Town has a lot of reference to, so everyone should know where it is, on Harrington Street, number 61 Harrington. I can give you the landline here as well.
You know what, we're going to go to Facebook page and people just walk in, that's the way it goes. That's the way you do it.
Yeah, otherwise our landline, I can give it out, is 021 461.
Yep.
2276 021 461 2276. The phone and book, otherwise 61 Harrington Street.
Magic.
Open and ready and waiting for you.
Thank you very much. That's Guy Wood from Harrington's. Yeah, that's really going to be fun.
Sounds amazing. It sounds like quite an amalgamation. I'm kind of glad that Long Street is becoming a little bit shorter and other streets are getting a bit of a punt.
You know? Yeah. So. Spree was last week. Long was the week before.
Short Market.
Now we've got Harrington's.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It sounds so fancy as well.
What do we have in Joburg? It's called Sandton. And let's go to Mount Arch.
We don't really do streets because walking is dangerous.
So we're going to go to Mount Arch and Sandton.
Yeah, and we can walk the streets of Mount Arch.
And now we hit Parkhurst and Malvern.
The Orbit is nice.
The Orbit
in Braamfontein.
Braamies. Okay. All right. Maybe there is.
Luck Bar is amazing. I don't know if you've been there.
Oh, yeah. The pumping
that is
a party.
We've been to Jolly's. I think it's in Parkhurst.
It is quite fun. Yeah.
I've been invited there several times.
Fallen down the stairs.
Jolly.
Yeah, Jolly. Yeah. There's Jolly Cool and Jolly Roger. Jolly Rogers across the road makes really good pizza on Wednesday.
Mm.
It's cheap.
So, coming back to your career, what can we expect from you?
So, I'm in the process of releasing another single,
mm-hmm.
and I'm actually working with Brendan Campbell on that one. And also, we are doing Night of the Stars soon,
yes.
And obviously, we're working with Brian Schimmel.
So, they're all going to come in, we're doing a whole thing, so we're going to see you back here.
Yes, I want to come back. And then, that's happening, and also an EP as well. So, just hoping to get my stuff out there and just, you know, inviting people into my life and my, you know, my things and what I enjoy.
We just want to ask one question, which we were talking about.
Yes.
As a young person, how important is social media for you?
So, look, in terms of being who I am and the career that I want to get into, social media is important because interaction with people, if you can't physically be with them, is important to kind of like let them know and let them in on what you're up to and what you're doing and stuff like that. You know, sometimes I find myself I have to post, but when I don't post, I kind of feel like I have to try and find something interesting to post about because
when you're talented, you just
no, because the thing is, if I post myself, like, I don't know, chilling at home with my feet looking crusty and my whole body looking crusty, ain't nobody finna like that, you know what I mean? So I have to keep it up, do you know what I'm saying?
But that makes your life more exciting because you're always doing exciting things to try to make your social media, and then essentially your life becomes more exciting.
I guess.
Well, we're going to get you in to talk more about this when Born to Form comes into the show.
Yes.
The show is called We'll Go Far, and the song is called We'll Go Far.
Night of the Stars.
Seeps Im Samang. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much, my darling, for being with us. And, of course, we're going to play that on Cliff Central because it's really good. Before we leave the show, because we've got to do one other thing, I want to go into SA Fashion Week. It's opened this week in Johannesburg. Lucilla Boyson's on the line. How are you doing, Lucilla? Lucilla, are you there? Are you there, Lucilla? Yes, Lucilla, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Lucilla, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
I am very, very well. How are you?
SA Fashion Week is back in Johannesburg.
SA Fashion Week has always been in Johannesburg.
I know, but I'm just saying, not back in Johannesburg. It's back on the ramps. The ramps are up, should I say.
Exactly. The runways have been filled, yes, with beautiful designs, yes.
Tell us some of the magic that we have seen so far and what we can expect.
Okay, so we've had the Lufthansa first class collections yesterday, and what was really great is we had a designer from Lagos and a designer called Edda Gimnes from Germany, and the collections were really, really beautiful. I mean, just the magic that comes through. And we had RubyCon, fantastic. She did her collection on mirror, so the girls were walking on a mirror surface. We had DUT, the Durban College of Education, and that to me is the first, and it's something fantastic because it means that we're catching the talent as it comes out of the colleges. And then, of course, the Woolworth Style by SA fashion show, that was the first. They were the opening show, and they featured 8 young designers. That's right in Sandton. So you can go and get those beautiful collections immediately. So that is what is nice. We are creating instant fashion now. Some of the designers are really working towards it so that you can see it, and then you can actually go and buy it. And then, of course, the rest of the week, we have, do you want, can I just carry on or must
I? Yes, just go on. We're so excited. Just go on.
Because, you know, you have to slap me to get me to be quiet if I start speaking about fashion. So tonight we've got JJ Schumann and Sun Goddess.
Oh, we love them.
We've got Clive Rundle.
Oh, they're all
aren't
back.
Aren't they fantastic?
This is old school South Africa. This is the beauty of our, these are the icons of South African fashion. All of them, actually.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, yes, all of them. And what is nice is that they're trading. You know, they're doing business and they're making money. And that, to me, is really the importance or the essence of what we are doing at Fashion Week. I mean, we're to be starting the trade event today. So we are 52 designers that are actually selling to boutiques. So if there's any boutique owners that want to come and see what the South African designers are doing and buying them, because, of course, it's much cheaper than importing at the moment.
Yeah.
So that is really great. Tomorrow is the menswear.
Move over, Louis Vuitton. Move over. Local is lacquer.
Exactly. No, move out.
Yeah, move out. A good one. Tell me about about the men's fashion tomorrow.
Yes. So tomorrow we've got the men's, what we call the scouting menswear. So that is our competition where we find the best menswear in South Africa. We've got 2 menswear days because it's very difficult to develop menswear. As you can understand, men's fashion takes far more detail, far more knowledge. So yes, we for the past 4 years, we've sort of built the menswear. We've got all our fabulous boys from Soweto, Zamaswazi and African Swiss. We've got Effima, we've got Floyd. It is, and you know, the men are just that bit more edgy. You know, they are not scared to design. Jacques from Black Coffee is doing a fantastic show on Saturday. Can you believe it? That he's doing menswear. He's putting a few ladies wear in. But I can't wait for that collection. And then, yes, there we go. 5 days gone.
5 days of the app of magic of SA Fashion Week. Lucilla, where can people get tickets and where is it all happening? It's happening in Hyde Park, I think.
It's happening now. There's a beautiful venue called The Park in Hyde Park. And you can get tickets from CompuTicket or from our website. It's not usually expensive. I think there might still be tickets left. So yes, go on. Our website is www.safashionweek.co.za.
And Lucilla, I'll end up by saying this, that even if you can't get into a show, it's nice to hang around because you're going to feel the fashion vibe. You're going to get the energy. That's what it's about. That's Lucilla Boysons, of course, from SA Fashion Week. So good to have on the show. We've run out of time.
Already?
Can you believe this?
Jeepers. We have too many guests on the show, I think.
But a great bunch.
Amazing guests.
From Matthew Kunanen to the cast, to 2 cast members from Priscilla Queen of the Desert, Guy Wood. We got Seeps, Ms. Mungs in studio with us. We had Lucilla Boysons from SA Fashion Week.
Meatloaf? Still coming?
We've got 1 minute because you know what? We are so disappointed. We are so disappointed. Bonnie Tyler let us down twice. We meant to go there with everything. We're so upset, Nathan and I. We dedicated the whole show last week to Bonnie Tyler. Gareth ripped us off. We put our reps on the line. And now we've asked. Bonnie Tyler performed a song with Meatloaf. So we just thought that we have to now bring Meatloaf into this.
Well, apparently, Mr. Meatloaf, you have a message from Bonnie Tyler.
Yes, for us.
For Alan.
Okay, go.
So.
And I would do anything for love, but I won't do
Alan Ford. or the Unview, or Cliff Central,
or that one,
or Gareth Cliff in particular, or I won't do that. This is Alan Ford and Nathan Rowe, the Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous. Thank you for joining us on CliffCentral.com.
The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.